In one sense, it seemed like you played forever. You got to where, I think the last year or two, you were the oldest DB in the game. Mm-hmm. But in the other sense, you were just a pro bowler, lockdown corner, 2012, and the end mm-hmm. seems rather abrupt. How did it seem to go to you as you stand there today looking back on time? Did it go by fast? Have you had enough?
Oh, well, it's unfortunate the way it ended, you know, being hurt and, you know, trying to battle through things. But I've seen worse. I've seen people go through worse things. I'm still standing. I feel good. I don't have any regrets about anything that's happened. There's no part of my career that, you know, I look back and like, dang, I wish that it wouldn't happen. I mean, everything happens for a reason. So just take it as it comes. You know, I wasn't the oldest DB, maybe the oldest corner. Charles Wilson still got me, so. but, you know, just looking back, there's no regrets, man. I feel good about everything. Everything the way it's went along and the way it's ended.
Congratulations, champ.
Thank you.
When you look over at your son, Braden, and when he's older and maybe he's talking to some of your former teammates or fans who saw you play, how do you want him to hear how you played? What would be rewarding for you to hear for your son? Someone says, your dad was this kind of player. How do you want to be remembered?
Well, it's really up to these guys to really tell him how I am. I tell him every day how great I was. But, you know, he's finally starting to pay attention to football, you know. So now it's up to these guys to tell him how I was. You know, put on some old tapes or something, but... You know, I just hope they say I played with everything I had, you know. I played hard, I played smart, tough, and I was a great teammate. And that's all that matters.
Hey, Jim, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Speaking of Darren Woods, Charles Woodson, he said the other day that he thought that you could have made that same transition to safety like he did. do you wish you would have gotten that chance? Do you think you could have done that?
You know, I'm not. Maybe. I know I could have. I'm not even going to say maybe. I know I could have, but, you know, I really didn't know how to go about the transition, to be honest with you. I was a corner, and everybody looked at me as a corner. At some point in the last couple months, I did say that I was open to it, but everybody still saw me as a corner, and so did I. So I wasn't going to fight the issue. You know, I'm content with what happened and how everything went down, but, you know, I'm not worried about playing safety. It's more punishment back there anyway, so I'm good. I feel good.
Champ, congrats. Do you think if you did not injure your foot in that preseason game last year, do you think you'd still be playing football right now?
Who knows? You know, I don't waste any time worrying about that. You know, it happened, I dealt with it, and I'm dealing with it now. It's no big deal, you know. Football's done too much good for me to worry about the bad, so I'm not worried about it.
I just would like to know, you know, what's your favorite memory as a pro? And does it stand out that much in all the years? And could you walk us through that moment?
Moments? Honestly, the best moments I had weren't on the field, you know. You know, I love football, but it's, like I said, it's really about these guys, you know. I mean, there's a lot of stories I could tell, but, you know, I don't really want to incriminate myself or them. But we had a lot of fun. That's really what I miss the most, just the camaraderie, being around the guys, building relationships. I made a lot of friends. I mean, everybody I talk to, they either in my family or I play ball with them. So that's really how it goes.
Champ, I always thought John Elway was Pat Bowlen's favorite player. But every time I would talk to Pat, he would drop your name. I think you might have been his favorite player in a long line of great players in this organization's history. How does that feel?
Well, I always knew I was better than Elway. But, you know, no, it's great. You know, Pat Bowlen, when I got here, Pat Bowlen was, he would talk a lot of smack. He loved to win. He'd always ask me, what you think about this week? I mean, even up until early last year, he was asking me, what you think? You know, and I miss that, you know. The Bowling family have been great to me. I mean, his kids have been great to me and his whole family, man. I miss Pat Bowling a lot.